Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Today we'll go through the newspaper. We'll read it together, see what we can figure out, what's important, what's not important. Let's see, front page. I've got here the Denver Post, but I'm sure it's the same in every city in the country. The Denver Post, page one article, Bill Clinton's book draws landslide of interest. And so Bill Clinton, you know what he left out of his book? The allegation that he raped one of his campaign workers, Juanita Broderick. In his Clinton Library's opening in Little Rock, Arkansas, November 14th through 18th. So mark that down on your calendar. We're going to start, we're going to look at that and see if we could attend and remind Little Rock that Bill Clinton raped Juanita Broderick. And if you've never heard our interview, we had a world exclusive with Norma Rogers, the nurse who found Juanita Broderick sobbing and her face black and blue and her lip. She really got battered. Her lip bit and all swollen up twice its size. Found her where she was in the hotel room where she says that she had just been raped by Bill Clinton. And so anyway, that two-hour world-exclusive interview, you can hear it on our website at KGov, KGOV.com. So Bill Clinton, his book, he forgot the chapter on raping Juanita Broderick. So some of us will have to go with our giant signs that say Clinton rapist and distribute more thousands of articles from the Wall Street Journal that said Bill Clinton did in fact rape Juanita Broderick. They didn't say alleged. They said when you look at the evidence and talk to the witnesses, you realize that this rape was an event that in fact took place. All right, let's turn the page here. What else is in the news? This is how we read the news here at Bob Enyart Live. Okay, Bolivia, Ms. Cube Bolivia, what a tragic story. Up to 38 people die as a bus plunges off a precipice 700 feet to the bottom, killing, they think there were 38 people on board. What a tragedy, huh? This is 280 miles southwest of La Paz in Bolivia. And for those confused Christians and pagans listening right now, no, this was not God's plan for their lives. And this was not fate. This was not eternally decreed. This was perhaps a bus driver who fell asleep or who was drinking or a bus that was not properly maintained or a government that put so much money into social services it couldn't do what it should have done, which is provide good roads. Okay, next story. What's the next story? Whoa, look at this. Ugly divorce between a Borg and a Republican. A Borg named designated Seven of Nine, also known as Jerry Ryan, her divorce papers with Republican candidate Jack Ryan in Illinois are making his campaign much more difficult. Wow, that is some ugly divorce story. If her accusations are true, then he's adding insult to injury by calling her a liar. And he seems to admit some of it, but just in the most delicate of ways. So many gross things happen in America, in the world. All right, what's the next story? Forget that. Lower-carb potatoes? Come on. There is a God. Praise the Lord. Of course there's a God. But low-carb potatoes? Now, these potatoes coming out of Florida should be in stores in January. Actually, they're only one-third fewer carbs than ordinary potatoes. And so you can't really – it's still too high for a staple in a low-carb diet. But maybe once in a while, a few low-carb fries with your bacon cheeseburger wrapped in lettuce. Do you ever go to, if you're on a low carb diet, have you checked out what's it, the one with the star, Carl's Jr.? Boy, their low carb $6 burger is fabulous. It's $4, but they call it a $6 burger. You know, the restaurant burger without the restaurant. That happy birthday thing. Okay, so anyway, by the way, ice cream sales in the last year are down 4%, which is startling. Now, health industry folks, people pushing diets and better workouts, they've been trying to reduce our ice cream intake for decades. Now, you know what's done it? Low-carb diets, because people are seeing results. And now 52 new flavors are being introduced this year of ice cream, low-carb ice cream. And I tell you, some of that stuff is low. A cup of ice cream for 4 carbs, that's low. Now, that's the lowest I've seen, but some cups are 4 carbs, 8 carbs, 10 carbs. I think I've seen 12 carbs for low-carb ice cream, but that is low. I try to do 20 carbs a day. And by the way, macadamia nuts, they're expensive, but they are low, low carbs. Okay, what else? Oh, still on health. Many women, in fact, 10 million women are having pap tests to screen for cervical cancer. And they're screening for cancer in an organ that they no longer have. Women who have had hysterectomies, they don't have a cervix any longer. And so the American Cancer Society, the American College of OBGYNs, they're all saying, stop getting pap tests. If you've had a hysterectomy, don't get a pap test. Pap test looks for cervical cancer. And if you've had a hysterectomy, you don't have a cervix. Imagine that. 10 million women are being screened for cancer in an organ they no longer have. And this has been known for a decade. I mean, it's been identified as a problem for a decade. Isn't that weird? That's another example of a public school society. All right, what else? Here's a headline. Plastic debit cards are replacing food stamps, from the Agriculture Department. So food stamps are being replaced by plastic debit cards. And last, I don't know what today's statistics are, but a while back, last I checked, it was about 1 in 10 Americans were receiving food stamps. That's bizarre, isn't it? And many people don't stop too long to think about the negative consequences of food stamps. They decrease the incentive for men to provide for their kids and for families to provide for one another and for neighbors to help out one another in times of need. So when you decrease incentives for fathers to provide for their kids, you know what happens? Kids grow up without dads, and liberals are too stupid to see the connection, and millions of kids suffer the consequences. And liberals don't care, because even when you point it out to them, the destructive consequences, the tragedy of American compassion, they don't care how many kids suffer. They're going to do good, and those kids got to pay the price tough. Okay. We're in a good mood today here at Bubba in Your Life. What else? Ah, the Republicans are at work. You can tell they have the House, right? They have the White House. The federal debt limit is to go up hundreds of billions of dollars. The U.S. House of Representatives takes this first step toward allowing the government to increase the amount of money we borrow to about $7.5 trillion. And we've said this for 10 years on the air. In the last 50 years, federal spending goes up faster under Republican presidencies than Democratic ones. Republicans are way more tax and spend than Democratic administrations. Why is that? Republicans want to cut taxes? Well, they'll say they want to cut taxes, but they spend way more, way faster than Democratic administrations. And spending is a way of taxing. Spending is a way of taxing. If you spend more than you're taking in as the government, that deficit spending is taxation. You're taxing future years and the next generations of Americans, our kids and grandkids. So, and Republicans have always spent faster since World War II. Republican administrations, including Bush, including Reagan, including Nixon, including this Bush, they spent faster than the Carters and then Clinton. Isn't that something? Now, the vast majority of conservative Christians would, they don't know that, even though it's just the numbers. It's easy to confirm. All right, what else is in the news? By the way, this is Bob Inyart Live. And you could call in, but I don't think you could keep pace. So better maybe just listen for a while. All right, here's a headline, Denver Post, page 9A. Theory, it says theory. This is on evolution. Genetic clock is dictating evolution. Now, that headline makes it sound like they actually discovered something or found something, figured out something. And this article, you got to read it a couple times to realize it's just so babble. They're saying that what they figured out, you see, when they look in the fossil record doesn't match the genetic story. When we look at genes, evolutionists think they could look at genes and figure out what might evolve from what and how long it would take. And, of course, all that is absurd. But anyway, when they look at the genetics, they say the fossil record doesn't match. And so some scientists have figured it out, they said. And here's what they say. This is their big conclusion. You're prepared? Ready for this? They say small organisms evolve faster than big organisms. So, for example, lobsters, insects, right? Rodents, mice, fish, they evolve faster than large organisms like, say, human beings. Isn't that funny? I mean, all you have to do is just look at the big picture. And they say some of those creatures have been around for hundreds of millions of years, and human beings have only been around for 2 million years. And human beings are by far the most advanced evolution. If we evolve, we didn't, but if we did, we're the most advanced organism in the planet by an order of magnitude, or a few orders of magnitude. And their big theory is small organisms evolve faster. That's why the fossil record doesn't match our study in genetics. And if that were true, how is it that one of the bigger animals in the world, human beings, have evolved the fastest in such a short amount of time, and snails are still snails after a billion years? So silly, aren't they? Really, they have no idea what they're talking about, and they just guess a lot. All right, here's a story. Page 10A, Denver Post. Smokers give up 10 years of their lives. And this is this study is interesting because it's a Brit, an epidemiologist, Richard Dahl, who 50 years ago, now this scientist, he's 91 years old. He's 91. So 50 years ago, he did a study on 35,000 British doctors. And they followed them. And one of the things they followed is their smoking. And what they found out is, and they've studied these same doctors every year for every decade for 50 years. And now there's about 6,000 of them still alive of the 35,000. And what they found out is that if you smoke through your life, it will cost you 10 years. 10 years. So that's pretty startling. For example, at age 80, all right, at age 80, 65% of non-smokers were alive, but only 32% of smokers. So 68, almost 7 out of 10 smokers had kicked the bucket, and more than half of the non-smokers were alive, 65%. That's pretty significant. And if you stop smoking by age 50, instead of losing 10 years, you'll only lose 4. So that's smoking is sort of similar to eating Big Macs. We don't, at Denver Bible Church, we don't make a big deal about smoking. It's not very healthy. And, you know, neither are French fries. So at some churches, you can't be an elder if you smoke, but you could have a number one and a whaler for lunch every day at McDonald's. Have a number one supersized with a fish sandwich, and give me a Diet Coke. I'm on a diet. So why is that? Heart disease kills millions of people a year. So why is it if you smoke, you can't be an elder? Now, we don't have any elders at Denver Bible Church that smoke. At least I don't think. Maybe they're hiding it. No, they're not hiding it. We don't have any elders that smoke, but that's beside the point. The point I'm making is it's easy to be legalistic, and since you know a lot of conservative Christians, church leaders don't smoke, you could make this separate little rule here that if you do smoke, you're a second-class citizen, or you're a second-class church member, or a second-class Christian. And I guess if all the good Christians were healthy, then maybe you could, you know, you could take on smoking then. As a more, but obviously smoking is important. I don't want my loved ones to smoke because they'll just die sooner. And there are too many liberals. We have to outlive them. There are too many liberals. I have to outlive them. You have to outlive them. So low carbs and don't smoke. All right, what else is in the newspaper? Page 12A, Bill Clinton coming to Colorado to help Columbine raise funds for a memorial. Now, he came to Colorado for Columbine a month after the murders, right? And I remember one of the four of the parents met with him just for a couple minutes with him and Hillary, and they were standing in a circle about, you know, 4 feet, 5 feet across the circle, looking at each other. And one of the dads whose son was killed, Brian Rohrbaugh, his son Danny was murdered by Dylan Klebold. And Brian Rohrbaugh said to Bill Clinton, he said, when you vetoed the partial birth abortion ban, you became responsible for an act that is more violent than anything that was done at Columbine. What a good point, right? Partial birth abortion, you deliver the baby until the 6, 7, 8, 9-month-old baby, you deliver the baby feet first till only his head is left in the mother's womb, and then you put a hole, use a knife, you put a hole in the back of the baby's neck and kill the baby and then take him out the rest of the way. The baby's kicking, moving, probably scared to death because it's not a loving midwife or a doctor delivering him. It's his executioner. He could probably sense that. And so the baby is killed. And Bill Clinton tried to keep even that legal. And so this dad said, what you did, you're responsible for acts far more violent than anything done at Columbine. And Brian Rohrbaugh's wife is a registered nurse, and she added that it's a lie to say that a woman ever needs a partial birth abortion. There's no possible trauma to the mother that a partial birth abortion would be the cure for. If a mother is about ready to die, and by the way, that family not only is the wife and nurse, but they know about these things intimately. And if the mother is about ready to die so that you have to deliver the baby, well, then deliver the baby. You could try to save the mother and the baby if at all possible. But if the mother, if her life is at stake, then deliver the baby and try to save the mother and the baby. You don't have to deliver the baby 4/5 of the way and then stop and kill the baby. That's not going to help the mother's condition. All right, what else? Let's keep turning the pages here. Okay, Walmart is being sued, and a judge has turned it into a class action suit. Whoa, what a disaster this is. Now, I love Walmart because my family, we've got 7 boys. Some of them are older. But, you know, we've got a lot of mouths to feed, and we have to fill our house with furniture and gizmos and gadgets. And I like Walmart because you get good quality stuff inexpensively. And now people are suing Walmart women saying that women are paid less than men at Walmart. And this is a class action suit. Obviously, if anything, if it succeeds to any degree, it's going to raise prices at Walmart. Generally, when men are paid more than women, that's really good for women. Generally. Because most women would prefer, not all, if feminists take a sedative, sit down, just listen for 1 second. Most women would prefer to stay home at the house, care for the house, watch the kids, brace themselves for when the husband gets home. That's what most women would rather do. They'd rather not feminize rush hour traffic in office politics. They'd rather not do that. They'd rather not go to college for 5 years to be a secretary for some mid-level oil executive. Most women would rather not do that. They'd rather be there when little Susie takes her first step. And they'd rather hear little Sarah say mommy rather than a daycare worker hear the kids say mommy for the first time. So most women would rather stay home. And when men make more, that enables millions of women to stay home. But when men and women make equivalent salaries, as liberal society tries to equalize salaries between men and women, that forces tens of millions of women to go to work. Because we live in a two-income society then, and it's hard to have a good house for your kids and a reliable car and good health care and good healthy food and take a relaxing, stress-relieving vacation once a year. It's hard to do all that on a single income in a twisted liberal economy. So as a general rule, it's really neat. Millions, how many millions of women out there wish that their husband made more so they could stay home? And only conservative Christians, as a general rule, have the wisdom to see through the lies and the deception of the feminists and the Democrats and the Republicans who bought into the whole thing. Let's go to the phones. Let's see if our caller can keep up with this. In California, Ridgecrest, California, Peter, speak your mind.
Hi, Bob. This is Peter.
Hi, Peter.
I used to watch a show a long time ago. Back when I lived in Massachusetts, and I finally got back to listen to your show on the radio, I mean on the internet.
I'm thrilled we made contact again, Peter.
I have a comment that my sister-in-law made. She's 6 months pregnant, and she's been trying for years and years, and she finally got blessed. And
praise God.
Yeah, amen. And she was telling us that when she when she was first married, and her husband was just starting on his career. He wasn't insured with any, insurance company.
No health insurance.
Right. Exactly.
Right.
And she was trying to find some way that she could start a family, or get information.
Yeah.
And so she tried calling Planned Parenthood, so she could plan her
parenthood, and they laughed at her.
Right. They said, she said, I need some pamphlets or something, you know, take niacin or something like that.
On how to start, how to become pregnant, and
right.
how to prepare for pregnancy. And they said, you stupid woman, we're here to kill babies.
Actually, she was more like,
Yeah, right.
So, and they said, we don't have anything like that. Why don't you go to the local library and get a book over there?
Peter, thank you for sharing that story, because it's a lie, right? Their name is a lie. It's not Planned Parenthood.
Absolutely.
It's either Banned Parenthood or Planned Barrenhood.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I got one more comment. I was looking at Deuteronomy 23:18.
Yeah.
And it said something about the wages of a dog and the dog.
That's referring to a homosexual prostitute.
Right. And I kind of took offense to that because my dogs are really nice.
Your dogs are nice.
And I don't think they'd appreciate being lumped in with homosexuals.
Well, yeah, I think you got a bit of a point there, Peter. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
God bless you. Yeah, the Bible says, don't bring the wages of a dog into the temple. And, don't give them to the priest. So a prostitute's earnings or the wages of a dog, a male prostitute. Okay. And when there's a stigma against utterly despicable and destructive behavior, you end up with less of the behavior. And when you tolerate, approve of, even respect the behavior, then you end up with more of it. So today we respect and tolerate homosexuals, and we have more of them. What do you think if we started respecting child molesters? You think we'd have fewer or more? Of course, more. Okay. Central Command is asking, well, Army planners are asking U.S. Central Command to send additional brigades to Iraq, maybe 10,000 more soldiers or more, and that, of course, would be fine. Let's go to the phones real quick. 800-8-NYART in Kansas. Doug, speak your mind.
Hey, Bob. It's Doug in Kansas.
Doug McBurney, what are you doing in Kansas?
I'm driving across it.
Hey, we'll be doing that on Sunday.
Praise the Lord. A great show. More troops in Iraq. Don't tolerate child molesters, but I have a morality question.
Yes, sir.
I know that you advocate the idea, the scriptural idea, that some sins are more heinous than other sins, and some sins are crimes and are more heinous crimes than others.
Right.
All sins are not the same.
No, all sins are not equal. Jesus said some people have greater sins than others.
So my wife and I were having a discussion, and the question came up, what is the more heinous crime? A woman who hires a doctor to kill her first trimester infant,
yeah,
or a woman who hires a doctor to kill her six-month-old infant?
To me, they seem to be the same crime. What do you think? What does your wife think?
Well, we hadn't come to a conclusion on it. Our gut was it's the same, but maybe...
Yeah, it's
killing killing a child who's already been born is more heinous because it may impact other people more.
I see. Oh, so 6 month baby, an infant who's been born.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I wasn't clear.
No, you said it. You said a 6 month old infant. So I would say it's the same crime, but let me think about that. When people are deluded into thinking that their unborn child is just a tumor. You know, women, when they're pregnant and they approach one another at the workplace or at the store or over the fence, they don't say, how is your tumor doing? How's your fetus? They say, how is the baby?
Yeah.
That's what a billion women, a billion moms around the world have said to one another, how is your baby? All the women in the world know that when you're pregnant, you have a baby. In fact, even Planned Parenthood's own Alan Guttmacher Institute, the research arm, has said that a huge number of women, percentage of women getting abortions, believe that it's murder, that they're murdering their child.
Right. And just to be clear, we know that abortion is murder, and we thank you and everyone at Denver Bible Church for all the work that you do on behalf of the unborn.
Well, thank you so much, Doug. And we're looking forward to getting you back in church.
I'm on my way.
All right. God bless you. Appreciate the call. That's neat to hear. We're coming in Kansas. Of course, the broadcast part of this show, we're on the internet at kgov.com, but the broadcast on AM 670 KLTT, 50,000 watts, covers virtually all of Colorado and into seven neighboring states. So you want to get the word out, advertise on this show. Bob and Yurt Live. You might not get many homosexual customers, but we've got loyal listeners. Or you can advertise on the website, kgov.com. Check out the website. Our store is there at KGov. Or you can call us, ask us about our videos. We've got great videos like God and the Death Penalty and a debate, Does God Exist? 170-page debate that I had with an internet atheist named Zaketh. And come on out to Denver Bible Church or just call us and we'll chat with you. This is Bob and Yurt reminding you to do right and risk the consequences.